The highlights of the cultural weekend in our region include cutting-edge dance, 19th-century music, American opera, new music, folk music, early music, plus a whole lot more. For the last decade, choreographer and former Batsheva dancer Andrea Miller has been making some of the most intriguing human and humane dances for a superstar lineup of modern dance companies, including Martha Graham and Kyle Abraham, as well as for her own Brooklyn-based dance group, Galim Dance. Her program at Jacob's Pillow in Beckett, Mass. This weekend, her first on the Ted Shawn main stage, includes the world premiere of the Pillow-commissioned True Very, alongside other works including the all-too-timely Boat, dedicated to immigrants and their perseverance in the face of oppression. On Saturday at 8 p.m. in North Adams, Laurie Anderson brings Lou Reed Drones to Mass MoCA, Anderson's drone-based sonic experiment. Using guitars from her late husband Lou Reed's collection is curated by Reed's former guitar tech, Stuart Herwood, who places the instruments in an arrangement against a group of amplifiers so that their tuned feedback creates an enveloping drone of harmonics that shifts and changes depending on your location. A number of years back, when Lou Reed was still alive, I saw a similar live version of this experiment featuring Reed, Laurie Anderson, and John Zorn playing a mind-blowing drone fest at the Montreal International Jazz Festival, a concert I will never forget. It's a good bet that when most people think about Tanglewood, they either think about classical music performed by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, or special pop concert events by the likes of James Taylor, Melissa Etheridge, Earth, Wind & Fire, and more. There's another mini-festival within the Tanglewood Music Festival each summer, and that is the annual Festival of Contemporary Music, which runs tonight through Monday. This year's festival features new and recent compositions by the likes of Michael Gandolfi, Thomas Adès, Erica Fox, Hilda Pardes, Andrew Hamilton, Richard Ayers, Zoe Martlew, and Steve Reich, performed by fellows from the Tanglewood Music Center. It's a busy weekend at the Mahewi in Great Barrington, Mass., starting tonight, with humorist David Sedaris holding forth in his singular, quirky fashion. Saturday night, comedian John Mulaney will have the audience in stitches at the annual Mahewi Gala Concert. And Sunday evening, Tony Award-winning tap dancer and choreographer Savion Glover will present a new show created in collaboration with the percussion group Out Nights. Jazz fans take heart Sunday at 4 p.m. at Hudson Hall. Pianist Armin Danilian and saxophonist Mark Mamas' immersive Hudson Jazz Workshop culminates with a concert featuring renowned saxophonist Billy Drews, who with Danilian and Mamas, alongside an international lineup of workshop musicians, will perform original new works created during the workshop process. And folk fans are in luck. Singer-songwriter Martha Scanlon, accompanied by virtuosic guitarist John Neufeld, will perform at a special matinee in Phoenicia's Flying Cat Music Series at the United Methodist Church on Sunday at 3 p.m. With her distinctive soprano and cinematic lyrics, Scanlon is no stranger to Ulster County. She recorded her acclaimed solo debut album, The West Was Burning, at Levon Helm's Barn Studio in Woodstock. Scanlon has toured the world and appeared on NPR's World Cafe and Mountain Stage, and also at Merlefest. And that's enough for me. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.